Oh, it's time to ramble my way to bed. In fact, I regard it as past my bedtime. I just need to make sure that I've got everything done in the house before turning in for the night. There's not much to do, really. There's not much to do. This is the sound of me walking around, pacing the place, a bit like, you know, an animal who has to check that his cave is okay. I haven't really got anything interesting to say. I don't think I've ever actually recorded while walking around the house like this. Now the acoustics are in my office. Turning the light off. Let's turn another light off here. Now it's pitch dark. The only thing I can do now is walk upstairs in the dark with the light of an iPhone shining in my face. But I don't want to look at the screen because you know how they say that looking at a screen when you're going to bed is a bad idea because it has the same effect on your body, on your mind, I presume, and on your brain as direct sunlight. So, I don't know. I've got some coins in my pocket. Yeah, got a few coins in my pocket. I must put them away. It's one thing I do when I'm going to bed. I've got a little habit. I save coins. Every night I'm going to bed, I empty my pockets. And if I have a €2 piece, I put it away in a drawer. It's savings for a rainy day. Yeah, you're not going to get rich, of course, if you're saving at the rate of €2 a day. But if you do it for a year, it comes up to, nearly €800. Sure, you can do a lot with €800. So, €2 a day. Now, every now and again, I don't have €2, and I'm only interested in €2 coins, because I certainly don't intend to save a load of copper in that drawer. I do save copper coins. I've got a little purse here. Can you hear it? Nah, that won't be very interesting. Anyway, that little purse has got nothing but copper coins in it. Yeah, I'm sure I used to save silver sixpences at one stage. Oh, before most people were born, really. But sixpences. And I loved the threepenny bits that had portcullises on them. And that were, what were they, hexagons or something. Anyway, they had a lot of sides. There may have been, I don't know what they might have been. So, anyway, a short ramble this has been. I'm not going to scope myself brushing my teeth. I'm stuck in a time warp. I've just been over on Periscope with the Walt Whitman show. I'm looking for the toothpaste. Yeah. So I'm going to I thought I'd finish the ramble before I brush my teeth, but maybe I will. Why not? What's wrong with it? I'm gonna use the Sensodyne stuff. Don't know if it's this might work actually. I think I might run out of battery. Mm.
I can't say that enough. I am going to do more brushing than that, but I don't think I'll broadcast the entire toothbrushing. I think I'll pause for a minute, see what happens.
Okay, the ablutions are done, and there's nothing left to do now except ramble all the way to my labba. Labba is the Gaelic word for bed, right? So I'm going to say colasov, which means sleep well. Iawa means a good night. And why am I going on like this about the Irish language? It must have something to do with the fact that my daughter, who's 11, is actually now going to a school where they do everything through Irish. So there's more Irish being spoken at home than ever before. And since my ability to speak Irish is, I speak Irish about as fluently as a pigeon in Trafalgar Square speaks English. Anyway, I speak pigeon Irish. I'm off. Good night. Bye-bye. Oh dear. Rambling. Oh, rambling's a funny business.